反内卷鼻祖伊壁鸠鲁，治好精神内耗的极简哲学。
The pioneer of anti-internal competition, Immanuel Kant, has a minimalist philosophy of mental exhaustion.
各位朋友，提到
Friends mentioned that
伊壁鸠鲁，绝大多数人第一反应就是享乐主义。
When most people think of Epicurus, they immediately think of hedonism.
吃喝玩乐
Eating, drinking, and playing.
放纵欲望
Give in to desires.
这是西方哲学史上最大的千年冤案
This is the biggest millennium scandal in Western philosophy.
今天我们彻底还原真实的伊壁鸠鲁
Today,We will completely restore the real Epicurus.
他不是纵欲的代言人。
He is not a spokesperson for hedonism.
而是古希腊。
Instead, ancient Greece.
最懂心灵安宁。
The most profound understanding of inner peace.
反内卷，治焦虑的人生哲学家。
Anti-internal competition, a life philosopher.
首先简单介绍一下他。伊壁鸠鲁是古希腊核心哲学家。
First, let me briefly introduce that Epicurus is a core philosopher of ancient Greece.
生活在公元前341年到前270年。
Living from approximately 341 to 270 BC.
他在雅典创办了花园学派。
He founded the Garden School in Athens.
不分性别
Regardless of gender
不分身份
Regardless of identity
奴隶
Slaves
女性底层平民都能来听课
Women from the lower classes can also attend classes
是真正面向普通人的心灵疗愈哲学
It is a truly human-oriented philosophy of mental healing
他的思想从头到尾只回答一个问题。
His thinking is entirely focused on answering one question.
人到底怎么活才能真正幸福
?How can people truly live a happy life?
没有烦恼。
No worries.
我们先破一个最关键的误区。
Let's first break down a key misconception.
伊壁鸠鲁说的快乐和我们想的吃喝玩乐完全不是一回事。
Epicurus's idea of happiness is completely different from our idea of eating, drinking, and playing.
他给快乐下了一个终极定义。
He gave a final definition of happiness.
人生最高的山只有两个。
The highest mountain in life is only two.
身体无痛苦。
Body without pain,
灵魂无纷扰
Soul without turmoil,
不是短暂的刺激
Not a fleeting stimulation,
不是奢靡的享受
Not a lavish indulgence,
而是持久的平静安稳
Instead, it is lasting peace and tranquility,
没有恐惧
No fear,
没有焦虑的状态
No anxiety state,
这才是他追求的终极快乐。
This is the ultimate happiness he is pursuing.
为了讲清楚
To make it clear,
他把快乐分成两种。
He divided happiness into two categories.
我们只选对的，远离错的。第一种叫动态。
We only choose the right, avoiding the wrong. The first one is dynamic.
快乐。就是强烈短暂
Happiness is a strong, short-lived
有副作用的快乐
Side effects of happiness
比如暴饮暴食
For example, overeating
疯狂
Crazy
纵欲追名逐利的快感
The pleasure of indulging in lust and pursuing fame and fortune
这种快乐来得快去得更快
This happiness comes quickly and goes even faster.
满足之后只会更空虚。
After fulfilling, only emptiness remains.
更焦虑。
More anxious.
甚至带来痛苦。
Even cause pain.
第二种叫静态快乐。
The second one is called static happiness.
温和持久。
Gentle and lasting.
没有副作用。
No side effects.
比如吃饱穿暖的安稳。
Such as being well fed and clothed and living a stable life.
内心的平静。
Inner peace.
真诚的友谊。
Genuine friendship.
没有牵挂的坦然。
Without any worries.
这才是伊壁鸠鲁认为值得我们用一生去追求的真正快乐。
This is the true happiness that Epicurus believed we should pursue with all our lives.
光懂快乐还不够。
Happiness is not enough.
伊壁鸠鲁还给了我们一套人生极简指南。
Ibiju also gave us a life minimalism guide.
欲望三分法。
The three-part rule of desire.
他说
He said,
人的所有欲望只分三类。
People's desires can be divided into three categories.
我们只要按这个标准取舍。
We just need to choose according to this standard.
就能远离内耗。
This will help you get rid of inner turmoil.
第一类。
First category.
自然且必须的欲望，就是生存的基础。
The natural and necessary desire for survival is the foundation.
饮食
diet,
睡眠
sleep,
保暖健康
warm and healthy.
这类欲望必须满足，简单朴素就够了。
These desires must be satisfied simply and plainly.
不用追求奢华。
Don't pursue luxury.
第二类
Second,
自然但非必须的欲望
Natural but not essential desires
比如美食、华服、适度的享受
For example, enjoying delicious food and beautiful clothes in moderation
这类可以偶尔满足
This can be occasionally satisfied
但一定要节制
But you must be moderate
一旦沉迷
Once addicted,
必然带来烦恼
will definitely bring trouble.
第三类
Third,
既不自然
neither natural,
也不必要的欲望
unnecessary desires,
虚荣、名声
vanity, fame,
权力、地位
rights, status,
他人的赞美
other people's praise,
无尽的财富
Endless wealth.
伊壁鸠鲁说
Epicurus said,
这类欲望永远无法满足。
These desires can never be satisfied.
是人生所有痛苦。
Is the pain of all life.
焦虑内卷的根源。
The route of anxiety and competition.
必须彻底抛弃。
Must be completely discarded.
一句话。
One sentence.
总结，满足刚需，节制小乐。
Summary, meet basic needs, enjoy a little pleasure.
扔掉虚荣。
Get rid of vanity.
接下来，是他思想最震撼的部分。
Next, he presented the most shocking part of his thoughts.
四季良药。
Four seasons, good medicine.
用四句话，治愈人一生最害怕的四件事。
Four things that can heal a lifetime of fear.
神，死亡。
God is dead.
痛苦，匮乏。
Lack of pain.
第一季，神不足惧。
The first season is not to be feared.
神是完满的存在。
God is perfect.
存在。
Existence.
根本不干预人间的事。
Don't interfere with human affairs.
不惩罚人，不降灾。
No punishment, no disaster.
不用讨好。
Don't be nice.
不用敬畏。
Without reverence.
放下对神明的恐惧。
Let go of your fear. of the gods.
第二季，死不足忧。
The second season is not a concern.
在他看来，
In his view,
万物都是原子构成，灵魂。
Everything is made up of atoms, which are the soul of all things.
也是精细的。
Also, it's detailed.
原子。活着的时候，死亡不在。死亡来了。
When the atom is alive, death does not come, and when death comes, the atom is dead.
我已经消散。
I have disappeared.
没有感知，就没有痛苦。
If there is no perception, there is no pain.
所以死亡和我们毫无关系。
Therefore, death has nothing to do with us.
不用害怕。
Don't be afraid.
第三季，快乐抑惑。
Season 3 of Happy Addiction.
真正的快乐不需要钱。
True happiness doesn't need money.
不需要钱。
No money.
不需要别人认可。简朴生活。
Don't need others to approve of a simple life.
内心平静。
Inner peace.
唾手可得。
Easy to get.
第四季，痛苦可忍。剧烈的痛苦一定很短暂。
The fourth season of the show Pain Can Be Endured is about the fact that intense pain is always temporary.
长久的痛苦一定很轻微。
The long-lasting pain must be very mild.
只要心灵平静。
As long as the mind is calm.
就能超越身体的痛苦。
It can overcome physical pain.
这四句话放到今天
These four sentences, when placed in today's context,
就是治愈精神内耗
Eliminate mental exhaustion,
死亡
Death,
焦虑
Anxiety,
名利焦虑的良方
A remedy for greed and anxiety.
很多朋友会问
Many friends ask,
伊壁鸠鲁怎么看待人性善恶
How does Epicurus view human nature, good and evil?
这也是我们这期视频的核心。
This is also the core of this episode.
他认为
He believes that
人性没有先天的本善或本恶。人的本能
Humans do not have innate goodness or evil instincts.
就是趋乐避苦。
It's all about seeking pleasure and avoiding pain.
所谓的善
The so-called good
就是能带来身体无苦、灵魂安宁的行为和选择
Actions and choices that bring physical comfort and spiritual peace.
所谓的恶
The so-called evil
就是带来烦恼
Bring trouble
恐惧
Fear
过度痛苦的行为和选择
Excessive pain and choices
善恶不是死板的道德教条
Good and evil are not rigid moral codes
而是能不能让心灵安稳的实用判断
Or can we make the mind stable and practical judgment
这和儒家的节制道家的寡欲
This is different from Confucianism's moderation and Taoism's asceticism.
佛法的离执着
Attachment to the Dharma
本质上殊途同归
Ultimately, they all lead to the same destination.
最后，我们聊聊伊壁鸠鲁思想的现代价值
Finally, let's talk about the modern relevance of Epicurus's ideas.
在这个内卷、焦虑
In this environment of intense competition and pressure,
追求名利的时代
in the era of pursuing fame and fortune,
他的智慧反而更珍贵
His wisdom is even more valuable.
他教我们断舍离无用的欲望
He taught us to discard and let go of useless desires.
不被虚荣绑架
Not being bound by vanity.
教我们正视死亡
Teach us to value death
活好当下
Live in the present
教我们重视真诚的友谊。
Teach us to value genuine friendship.
远离纷争。
Away from conflict.
教我们守住内心的平静。
Keep us calm.
不向外求，向内自足。
Don't seek outside. Be self-sufficient.
他不是让我们放纵。
He didn't let us indulge.
而是让我们清醒地活。
Instead, let us live lucidly.
简单地活。
Simple tasks.
安宁地活。
Peaceful life.
最后。
Finally.
给大家一句总结。被误解。
Here's a summary that was misunderstood.
千年的伊壁鸠鲁。
A thousand years of humiliation.
从来不是享乐主义者。
Never a hedonist.
而是教我们放下执念。
Instead, it teaches us to let go of attachment.
治愈内耗。
Cure inner turmoil.
找到真正快乐的人生导师。
Find the right life coach.
真正的幸福。
True happiness.
从不在外物的追逐里。
From not chasing after external things.
而在你无扰的灵魂中。
In your undisturbed soul.